I grew up in probably what is a very stereotypical medical student household. My dad's a doctor. I went to private school, which in Hawaii, where I'm from, means that you're on track to become something, to do something with your life. I grew up with pretty much everything that I could ever want or need, and I think the unfortunate part about all of that is that I never realized that those things were not just what everybody else had. Like a quality education, a loving household. I never had to work growing up because my job was to get good grades, those sorts of things. So, following on that path, when I went off to college, I got to go off to pretty much anywhere I wanted, and I chose the University of Southern California in the heart of downtown Los Angeles. I decided to do medicine kind of as a backup plan. I wanted to be an astronaut, actually, which in LA trans it was probably even more difficult than saying, "Hey, I want to be an actress or a rock star," or something of that sort. I quickly found that the pre-medical classes were more cutthroat and more like of an environment that I didn't want to be a part of, mostly because I didn't have the heart for it. I had no real reason why I wanted to be a doctor other than I'm good at science, my dad's a doctor, I am supposed to be a doctor because that's just in my life path, right? So I quit. I through a series of unfortunate events and whatnot, I decided that it wasn't my path, and I switched off to something completely different. Well, at that time, my roommate asked me if I would go with her to volunteer down on Skid Row while she went with her church to feed the homeless. And at that time, I didn't think much of it. It was something to do with my roommate. Yes, most people go out and drink, but we went out and did homeless ministry together. And I think it was that experience that really changed my life path. All of a sudden, without all of the expensive cars and the beautiful homes, my wealthy school, I come from Hawaii where everything is green all the time, it's beautiful everywhere. All of a sudden I saw real poverty. I saw people suffering. I saw that just a few blocks away, we had students who were driving by in very, very expensive cars. So all of a sudden, it was like the blinders just like flew off my face, and I saw the world for what it really was. And that is that some people are really, really privileged, and I would say lucky because I don't think that I necessarily deserved or earned all that I have. And some people are born to a life much more difficult. And I asked myself, what can I do with my life to use this privilege, this gift of education and a loving family, my good health? Like, what can I do with that to really try and make the world a little bit more equal so that other people could have similar opportunities to me? And I decided that medicine would allow me to have the knowledge to continuously give something back throughout my life, even if I didn't have actual things, physical things to give. The knowledge that I could gain in medicine would allow me to continuously work with people, work with communities, and would give me some kind of ability to enter into these communities in which I have no business being in, because I don't know anything about their struggle. I'm not from those communities, and but I want to learn, and I want to be a partner and an ally, and not the kind of person who just shows up and saves the day, but actually partners with the community to try and make things better. So I chose medicine, and actually before, I took a short detour and taught in a high school for a couple years on the Texas-Mexico border, and my students there really helped me to understand what that means to partner, to listen first, to not assume that I have any idea what I'm talking about. And those 2 years were really transformative in the kind of doctor that I want to be and learning the skills that I want to have. I've been so frustrated that it seems as though so many really, really good-intentioned people go into medicine and who could say with me in their personal statements going into medical school that they want to really make a change and want to dedicate their life to making the world a better place, to improving health conditions for all. And somewhere along the line, it becomes accepted and expected that we will become jaded and cynical and selfish and self-serving. And so I wish that within medical education, we could change the conversation, change the dialogue to be, yes, we are privileged to be able to get here to medicine, but yes, that is a privilege that we are able to enter into such intimate relationships with our patients and with the world. And so we should not let that go without utilizing that to its best potential. And it really truly is our privilege to be allowed to do this job. And the other thing that I wish I could do is improving conditions such that we could have more representation of people from their communities in medicine so that they can go back to their communities and be the leaders that they have the potential to be if only those opportunities could exist for them. Trying to bridge the gap between medicine and education, I think, is a really important one, creating that pipeline so that people, so kids know that they have that opportunity and know how to get there. And then, so at my medical school, we started some collaborations between the medical school and, say, law, social work, business, education, and the community, which I think could be a model for how we could do it on a larger scale. I mean, really trying to think about a different systems approach. So how can we work together to solve problems? Because the answer to how to improve health is not just via medicine. It's via housing opportunities, food options, et cetera, right? And then the other thing is, so at my school, we started a certificate or a track program, I guess, for people who are interested in social justice as their kind of focus in medicine. And what I think is really special about that is creating a community of people who believe in the same ideals and can continue to have this discussion throughout medical school, which I think will help to kind of combat some of that cynicism and hopefully help people to stay true to their ideals.
Inside Stories is an oral narratives project that catalogs the stories of medical students during their journeys through medical school. The podcast is hosted on In Training, the online magazine for medical students. Visit us at in-training.org/inside-stories. Inside Stories is a founding member of Vocalis, the podcast network for medical students. Please listen to our partner podcasts at vocalisnetwork.wix.com/listen.